happy, happy Monday. Did you have a great weekend?
I hope you did. I hope you had a chance to rest and relax a little bit. We went to the Mutt Strut. The only time of the year, one time a year, you can take your dogs on Daytona Beach. One time. You can't do it anywhere throughout the year, but one day, like 600 dogs. It was awesome. Fun stuff. All right. As we get the week going today, I want to work on decision-making skills for you. I'm going to take you old school. I'm going to take you a little technical. I'm going to take you back to a time when mom and dad told you how to decide what you were going to do and make a decision and give you a different way of thinking about it. It's going to immediately bring more clarity to what you're doing. And you don't even have to do it all. In most cases, you'll figure it out fast. It's a daily boost from motivationandmove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Where are we now? We're at 4,301 episodes of this show. 4,301. I've done more. I've done probably at this point about 12,000 podcasts, but of the Daily Boost podcast, we've done just 4,300 now and one. By the way, hang on for the ride because there's only going to be 5,000. That's it. That means I have just under 700 to go after this, which, wow, that might be just, what, 3.5 years, something like that? That's it. Going to go to 5,000 and we'll be done with the show. So hang on for the, and that'll be the 20th season of doing this. Been doing this a long time. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationandmove.com. I am the guy that pretty much is going to be on you saying, how you doing? You get what you want? Making the changes you need? Are you willing to learn a little bit? Are you coachable? Come on. What'd you do that for? Do it this way. I'm that guy. But I do it in a positive, cool, fun way. You know why? Because I find if I don't, then people get mad at me. Don't tell me what to do. You know it's true. So do I. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. So there are a couple of questions I asked during the course of the week. On Fridays, always, how do you want to feel? Sometimes on a Wednesday, you'll hear me ask that super powerful question, what can I do when you're lost and don't know what to do? You just, okay, what can I do? And just do whatever comes to mind. And on Mondays, have you done your homework? Because I've noticed something in time. I've noticed that if you don't take at least a couple of minutes to say, how's my life going? And answer the question, then you tend not to get what you want. You tend just to go with the herd. But when you ask that question, how's my life going? And it comes back, well, it's going really good here, except that could use some work. Great. Now we have a list of things we can do. Or if you say, well, it really sucks right now. I want it to be better. And a lot of people think of that right now. I get it. So if it does, then just accept it. Just accept it. Say, oh, it's bad. Okay, I'm going to fix it. How do I do fix it? What do you do? What's the question? What can I do? That's all you have to do. It's awesome stuff. So do your homework, okay? All right, so a couple of questions for you you know what that sound is there? Can you hear that sound in the background? There is a cat outside my door right now who is now attempting to open the door and come in the studio because he hears my voice in here. So I apologize for that, but I don't stop. I don't go backwards. I don't edit. We do the show here. So four questions that will help you make a better decision. God love podcasting. It's home studios, right? Do you ever have difficulty making a decision? Sometimes. Yeah, you know, listen, that's hard to do. It really, truly is. And that's why making a good decision fast, it's a real skill set, and you probably have a lot of respect for people that can make a decision fast. I can do it very quickly. I can do it even faster with you because I'm not attached to you, so I can very quickly get through things. But decision-making is an extremely powerful, powerful skill, and the more complicated it gets, the more difficult it is. So in the next 60 seconds, I'm going to give you a tool that is going to make it fairly easy for you to make decisions. Best one I've ever found. So forget the old pro and con list, by the way. Every time I talk about this, and I talk about this a lot because it really, really does help people, I think about my mom, and I think I was probably, I don't even know where I was. I was someplace between first grade and 12th grade. I don't know, been a long time. And I had to make some decisions about something. And she was a legal secretary. And she brought out, of course, a legal pad. Not a steno pad. Not a short pan pad. No, she gave me a legal pad. She said, draw a line down the middle and put pros on the left and cons on the right. Okay, I can do that. And she said, list all the things that are good reasons for you to make this decision. And then list the bad things, too. And you know what? It never worked for me. It just made it more confusing. Well, I ended up with a whole list of stuff I had no idea what to do with. Have you ever done that? Pro and con list, very popular. So the new approach I stumbled across probably 20 years ago now, and I started doing this, something that is referred to as quantum linguistics. And this is just it's hardly anything at all, you know, in terms of what that science is. No, I don't know a whole lot about it, but I know how to use these four questions. And that's all I need, because I don't worry about the other stuff. So next time you find yourself questioning something, trying to make a decision, here are those four simple questions. You can write these down, and it's going to scramble your brain. But clarity is on the other side of this, if you're willing to do this. You ready? So you have something happening. You're going to make a decision. You got to do something. And this is something where you're going to participate in. You're going to possibly go after it or not. So the very first question you're going to ask is, what would happen if I did? Carry on and go through with this. If I made the decision, yes. What would happen if I did? It's kind of the pro, isn't it? It's kind of what that is. And then we're going to back that up and we're going to shoot over to the con side, if you will. And we're going to ask, what would happen if I didn't do it? Which may be the pro side. Who knows? So it's two questions. What would happen if I did? And what would happen if I didn't? Now, a lot of times people say, well, if I did, I'll make money. And if I don't, I won't. Or if I did, I'll lose money. And if I don't, I do. I make money. They'll do that. But that's not really the way we want to go. We don't want to go have the 180 degree opposite of what you're doing. So we want to start with saying, whatever I'm going to do, what would happen if I did? And what would happen if I didn't? And I always look for an extreme difference in the answer. And if you don't find it right away, just poke at it a little bit more and you'll get it. You'll see. Don't make it just the opposite of whatever you said. Don't do that. It doesn't work. But I said there were four questions, and this is where it gets complicated. And if you'll take yourself through this, you're going to find your brain scrambling. You're going to find yourself thinking in an entirely different way. You're not going to know what to do with it. You're not going to know what answer to give. It's going to be weird, but I'm going to say push through this and suddenly your clarity will arrive, and it usually will arrive before you get to the end of the four questions. So number one, what would happen if I did? Number two, what would happen if I didn't? Number three, what wouldn't happen if I did? Ooh, we just introduced a new storyline, a new plot line, didn't we? What would happen if I did? What wouldn't happen if I didn't? Or what would happen if I didn't, I would say. What wouldn't happen if I did? And if you're playing along at home, there's only one more. And you might be able to guess what it is. So let's see if you can figure this out. What would happen if I did? What would happen if I didn't? What wouldn't happen if I did? What wouldn't happen if I didn't? Any decision you have coming today, anything that's on your mind, anything you're trying to figure out, if you'll sit down and just put that question out and say, okay, let's go through the process here. What would happen if I did say yes because he asked me? What would happen if I didn't say yes because he asked me? What wouldn't happen if I did say? What wouldn't happen if I didn't? Get ready for your brain to scramble. Get ready for you to have to figure stuff out. It's going to be pretty crazy for you, but I promise you at the end of this, probably before you get there, you'll have an idea of what you're doing. And it's going to be awesome for you. Universal clarity, it's just around the corner. And I will tell you, it's the Stoic rule number one. All these fancy-dancy things people think they know about motivation and everything, just got to go back to the Stoics. People were smart 2,300 years ago. Clarity number one, when you get clear in what you want to do, you're going to get what you want. And I will say it's the number one problem I talk to when I chat with all my coaching clients. When I usually get them on the phone the very first time, they say, I just need help figuring stuff out. I just don't know exactly what that is. It is clarity, and these four questions will help you get there. Okay, I'll be back tomorrow. Got a great week of shows coming up for you. I'm going to tease you and just say, they're going to be great. Come on back. In the meantime, if you want to say hi to me and get to know me a little bit, see the picture, my thin picture, my Easter Sunday pictures, things like that, just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Come into our group, be cool, be nice, and get to know us. I'll see you there.